Blog Talk Radio.
Dry your tears and wipe away. Jesus. Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, there's just something about the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God, you're good. Yes, Lord God. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, he's here. He's here. God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's here. Praise God. He's here with you right now. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. He's here. Praise God. He knows your uprising, sitting down, you're going out, coming. God knows where you would be at this present time. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, praise God. He is here. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Maybe you're fighting some kind of sickness that doctors say that is incurable. But God is here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He is here. He is here. Praise God. Hallelujah. He tells us to bring everything that the enemy tries to beset us with. Praise God. Bring it to him. Bring it to Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. So let's go to prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you are here with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your promises, God. You promised you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. We thank you for every burden that we have carried, God. You, oh God, feel it at the cross, God. You already bore it, God. Oh God, for your love, because it's innumerous, God. Thank you, Father God.
Oh, God, Father God, for our children, our families, God. Thank you, Father God. You know each one of them, God. Lord, draw them closer to you, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we are fighting within the sickness, pain, hurts, disappointments, God. Lord God, you can take them all away and heal our mind, our thoughts, God. Every part of us, heal us, God, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. We desire healing on the inward parts. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that we can look good from the outer parts, God. We don't want a frown on our face. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't want a negative word in our thoughts. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just want to praise you, praise you, praise you, give you all the praise, because you are the one, is the author and the finisher of our lives. And Lord, I thank you for every mother on here. God, if she have a child, oh God, Father God, that's in trouble in any kind of way, God, I'm praying your healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, touch that child, touch that daughter, touch that son, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, God. Lord, we lift them up to you on every leaning side, God. Oh, Father, God, because you are here. Yes, God, to touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, we said call upon the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you that we can call upon you and give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor which rightfully belongs to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. We're going to go into our prayer request. If there is anyone on the line tonight that have a prayer request, press 1. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Press 1 if you have a prayer request tonight. We'll be so glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think we have Sister Felicia P. Would you mind praying over the prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'll pray.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
We have Minister Brenda. Go for it.
Yeah, I just need prayer just for healing and healing for my husband and myself. My husband's name is Lawrence Mims. My name is Brenda Mims. The healing of our bodies in the name of Jesus, and healing for, not healing, but I want the Lord to help me with speaking the way he needs me to speak, you know, the right way that he wants me to speak. I know death and life is in the power of the tongue, and I want him to help me to speak the righteous way, the way he wants me to speak when I'm talking to other people.
Amen. Praise God. All right, Sister Sharon.
Yes, good evening, everyone. I would like prayer for my pastor, Pastor Kennedy Stratton. And I would like prayer for my aunt. Her name is Yvonne Labastre.
Mm-hmm. What was your pastor's name, please?
Kenneth T. Stratton.
Timothy, one more time, I'm sorry.
Kenneth T. Stratton.
Yes,
Stratton? Thank you. Yeah, S-T-R-A-T-T-O-N.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and I got you, Sister Yvonne. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else? All right. Sister Bowman, go for it.
Good evening. I would like prayer for all the demons that went up today, my classmate, sister, and one of my friends got burnt up in a vehicle. And I like prayer for me and my family for strength. And I went to the cemetery to visit my husband's grave yesterday evening and took a lot away from the kids, so just pray for strength that God would intervene. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right before the fire, what did you say? I'm sorry. You want a prayer for?
Pray for one of my classmates, their sister, her sister, the Lee family, and pray for the Hispanic family, and pray for the Bowman family and the Travis family.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone else before we go for it? All right. I think that's it, Minister. Go for it.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come to you today as humbly as we know how. Father God, you say, bring all our cares unto you. Father God, Sister Brenda Mills is and her husband is looking for healing. Father God, touch their body as only you could touch. Heal, Lord. Deliver them. Set them free. Father God, Sister Brenda is also asking for help in the way that she speaks. She knows life and death is the power of the tongue. It's in the power of the tongue. Help her, Lord Jesus, to understand her helps come from you, Father God, that all help come from you, Father God. She could speak the word, speak and pray over herself, Father God, and she will be healed, Father God. Let her speak life. Let her speak life, Lord. Speak life, Lord. Help her, Lord, to speak the way that you would have her to speak, Father God. Father God, Sister Sharon is coming to you this evening, Lord. She's asking prayer for her pastor, Kenneth Sutton, Father God. She's asking prayer for him, Father God. Whatever he stands in need of, Father God, you know. Before she brought it to the line, you know. She's also praying for Yvonne, Father God. You know what she's praying for, Father God. Hear her prayers, Father God. You say, bring them to you, Lord. We're bringing them to you, this Lord Jesus. Father God, we're praying, Lord, for the Bozeman family, Father God, for strength in their family. Sister Bozeman went to the grave and saw her husband, and it took a toll on them. Give them strength, Lord. Hold them up in their trying days, Father God. Father God, she's also praying for the Lee family, the Hispanic family, and excuse me if I forgot the name of someone else. Lord, they're praying for the one, the classmate that was lost in the fire, dear Lord. Father God, she's just asking strength for all those in bereavement. Hold them up, Father God. Heal like only you can heal. Father God, those that's behind prison walls, we're praying for them, Father God. Save, Lord. Save while they're sitting there, Father God. Father God, when they get out, Lord, let them keep it, Lord. Let them come out new. Let them come out speaking the way that you would have them speak. Let them come out reaching out and helping someone else, Father God. Father God, we're praying for the leader of this line, a great woman, Sister Vivian. Thank you, Lord, for her. We thank you for all that she's bringing to this line. We thank you for her thoughtfulness, for her caring. Father God, we're praying for the nation. Father God, we're praying for those that's in the war. Father God, we're praying for our troops, Father God. We're praying for the mothers that have lost their children, fathers who have lost their children. Father God, we're praying for the homeless, Father God. Father God, give them comfort. Give them shelter, Father God. Father God, we're praying for those that's lying in the hospital rooms. Father God, touch, heal, deliver. Set them free, Father God. Father God, touch as only you could do. Breathe life into their bodies. Breathe life into their nostrils to where they don't need to be on ventilators if they're on ventilators. Father God, thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us together tonight. Father God, thank you that we are here to praise you, Lord, to stand up and speak a word for someone else, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you for keeping us today. Father God, thank you. Forgive me, Father God. I get short of breath, but you know that all is well. All is well, Father God. You can give it to us all, and we thank you for that, Father God. Forgive us of our sins, Father God. Forgive us, Lord. Please have mercy upon our souls. It's in Jesus' name I'm praying for all the prayer requests, all that came to the line, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I'm praying for you, you, and you. Amen and amen. Amen.
Also, Also for Minister Gwen, for a financial a breakthrough she is looking for, and also Evangelist June Paul.
Mother God, we lift up Mother Evangelist June Paul to you, Lord. Father God, go into that room where she's sitting having rehabilitation. Father God, touch her. Heal her, Lord. Father God, let those that's helping her treat her as if it was their family member. Strengthen her body, Lord. Strengthen those legs, Father God. Strengthen those arms, Father God. Father God, we ask that you just strengthen them. Mother, Sister Gwen is asking for a financial blessing. Father God, you could do anything, Father God. We ask that you just meet every need she have up before you. Let it overflow, the finances. Let them come in. Let her lack for nothing, Father God. Father God, just send a miracle her way, Lord. Let it come in abundance. Let it be an overflow, Father God. We thank you for all you're doing, dear Lord. We thank you. It's in your name we're praying for all that, the prayer requests that have come to the line, those spoken and unspoken. Father God, hear our prayer, dear Lord. We ask that you hear our prayer. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Praise
yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. We have Sister Shawanda there. Do you have a song? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, this is our first.
Hold on a minute. Hold on one minute, Sean. That's Sean.
Praise God. Tonight is praise night. This is the first Sunday in March. Praise God. And this is our praise night. So we're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about music tonight. And the first one, praise God. Have you ever noticed in the Bible, the first one, you know, God always had praise from the beginning. And we're going to look at Genesis 4 and 21 and read it. Jubal was the father of praise. Praise God. Y'all ever thought about Jubal in the Bible? Praise God. Well, let's look at Genesis. Praise God. It was Genesis 4, and go over here to Genesis 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jubal 4 and 21. Jubal 4 and 21, and it reads as thus, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as held the harp and the organ. Now, look, I always tell y'all, God always ordained praise. He wants you to praise him. He don't want you to sit idle. If you have to live alone like I do, find something to get a praise in your heart. Let some praises rise up in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. David wasn't the first person that danced before the Lord. No. David was just one of the people that danced before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul clearly puts forth the Christian view that things are not good or bad in themselves. The point should always be to worship the Lord, praise God, or help others by the means of things of this world, including music. Music was created by God, as we know. Praise God. Music was created by God and can be returned to him in praise. Oh, you say God don't want nothing from us. Yes, he does. He wants you to buy all of your praise. Praise God. Praise God. Does the music that you play, does it capture God's heart? Is God captured by your praise? Or are you playing some music that he does not want to hear? Are you playing negative music or positive music that will impact your relationship with God? What about your praise? What about your praise? As we say, Juba was the father of all musicians. Miriam, as we know, and other women sang and danced and praised God. And my favorite chapter in the Bible is in Chronicles, where there was so much praises and so many, it was so much going on in Chronicles, and we'll get that. The priest was to have bells on their robes. You remember reading it, right? Praise God. Well, if you didn't, that's in Exodus 28, chapter 28, 34 to 35. The priest was supposed to have bells on their robes, and you could hear them making this noise when they come into the temple, praise God. Jericho fell to the sound of horns. Oh, my gracious. Can you hear the, just the sounds of horns? When they all on one accord, when everybody is coming before the Lord. Oh, praise God, praise God. Saul experienced a soothing effect of music in 1 Samuel. Praise God, praise God. You remember when Saul? Let's read it. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 16. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads as thus. 1 Samuel chapter 16, 14 through 23. Praise God. And it said, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servants said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubled thee. Let your Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is cunning player on a harp. Now, they went and got somebody to get this evil spirit off of him. They went and got someone who was skilled to play this evil spirit off of Saul. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit departs from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand and shall bewail. He's going to play with his hand now. Come on, somebody. Your hand. God has given you your hand. God has given you your hand to make music, to play unto him. You can clap your hand. I know some people can clap their hands and hit it two or three times, and it's making different sounds. You know you done seen it in the church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hit that hand, throw it up, blah, blah, blah. Hey, that's, you know, God is so skillful. God is so all-knowing, praise God. Hallelujah. They could take a foot and stomp it. Hey, glory to God. And let us go on. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is cunning player on a harp, and it shall come to pass. And when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand and shall be well. Oh, if you just use what God gave you. If you just use what God already have given you. I tell people many times, you know, my body got everything on it that I need. I don't need a fork. I don't need a spoon. My fingers, I can eat with my fingers. I can use my toes to do different things. My eyes, every part of my body, God has given it for us to use in whatever manner we might have to use it in. Thank God we have utensils. But I remember in the olden days, they ate with their hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is awesome. Praise God. And Saul and said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem night that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and a prudent in matters and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Oh, you want somebody around you who the Lord is with them. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want somebody who the Spirit of the Lord is using. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread and a bottle of wine and a kid and sent him and David and his son and Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly and became his armor bearer. Praise God. But I just wanted to let you know, praise God, hallelujah, how this evil spirit, it could be an evil spirit following somebody or trying to distract you. Oh, my God, hallelujah. But, hey, We can call for someone who is skilled in the spirit, who know how to go in the spirit, call those things that be not as though they are. Praise God. I love dancing before the Lord. But this thing here, it soothes that music that come upon Saul, it soothed him and healed him. I'm telling you, music can heal you. If you're in the spirit, if you call upon the Lord, we just play the song, Jesus, Jesus. When the music is playing and you calling up on the name of Jesus, I definitely believe God will heal you. The king's coronation was accompanied by music. Praise God. You know, when I was studying this, you know, we have so much that we do. Whether, I don't care what it is accompanied by music. This was a coronation. We have all kind of balls. We have all kind of, we have every, so much going on. You can name it. I can't name it all. Praise God. So much goes on. Praise God, that everything is mostly a coronation with music. We're going to have music to come forth. Praise God. Look how God designed things. Just think about it. When you think about how awesome God is and how he designed things, you can say, I serve an awesome God. And you don't just have to say it. You know it because you see what's going on, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And then we're going to be led out of here by that great coronation. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. They're going to be angels. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just love this. Praise God. A great coronation. Oh, the angels are going to be singing, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another one here. It said the great coronation was the kings, okay? That was in 1 Kings 1 and 39 through 40. So, okay, the ark was accompanied by trumpeters. When they marched with that ark, it was accompanied by trumpeters. Think about all them trumpets playing. Oh, my God. Yo, I got carried away with all this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God had music in everything that his people did unto him. Praise God. They was carried away. They was carried away in the spirit, with music. Praise God. Hallelujah. praise God. Hallelujah. There was musicians for the king's court. They played for the king. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's in Ecclesiastes 2:8. My God. You know, music has been here from the beginning of the Bible to the end. God has always had music, his angels even bowing before the throne. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. From David's time on, the use of music and worship was much more organized. Music for the temple was refined. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we go all down through First and Second Chronicles. Praise God. First Chronicles, starting at First Chronicles 25, 15 and 16, and Second Chronicles 5. I know you all have read all that. That's why I didn't read it. But I just wanted you to know, praise God, hallelujah, how God has designed this thing from the beginning. Praise God, hallelujah. When you think about it, I don't know, y'all, my mind just goes there. When I think about what God has done, praise God, hallelujah, I can't do but just get excited in my spirit, praise God, because I say, oh, God, you've been this going on way before time. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Well, let's look at another. Praise God, Lord God. Everything was to be used by everyone to praise God. And, you know, some people say, I don't think you need to use that. The Bible says, praise God, in Psalms 150, everything is to be used. I knew y'all read Psalms 150. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Aren't you excited tonight that this praise is in you? It's in you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, worship continues in the synagogue until the Christian became unwelcome there. So there was a rich musical heritage already established. The fact that music is mentioned less on the New Testament does not mean it is less important. Jesus and the disciples sung hymns when they went out the Mount of Olives. Once they had taken the communion, they sang a song and they went out. Are you going to sing unto the Lord? Are you going to make a joyful shout to the Lord? Praise God. I know you are because I've heard some of you sing. Praise God. As a matter of fact, maybe all of you, praise God, I've heard you sing, and God is so pleased with your singing. God is so pleased with your singing. Why? Because he created you too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Paul and Silas, they sung in jail. And the jail, the cells opened. They were delivered. I'm talking about deliverance right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, they sang in the jail. We ought to be singing for each other. We sing for each other to be healed. Praise God. The healing virtue is supposed to take place because the anointing of the Lord shall be upon you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to sing to the Lord as a response to what he has done in our lives. We ought to sing as a response to what God has done in our lives because he has done great things. Praise God. He has done great things. And God, when we look at that Chronicles, praise God, all the Chronicles, praise God, First Chronicles, praise God,
I just get all excited because I start to look in there and I see where God, he just done great things. He had administrative duties. I don't know what kind of skill you have tonight, but God had supervisors, officials, judges, public administrators. And everything was placed in order. I love order. I love order. I do. I love order. Because I try to be on time. I don't like to come into church late. I like to be there before the church starts. So when they start to praise, I want to be in the praise. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the praise. Because if there's anything going on, I want to be healed, set free, and delivered from it so that I'm able to comprehend then what is coming from the pulpit from the pastor. Everything have been laid aside then. Praise God. Hallelujah. They had priests, minister duties. They had prophets. Assistance for sacrifices, assistance for public purification ceremonies. Just name a few things how God had this order set. I'm telling you, music was going on. They had service duties, bakers at the sacred bread, those who check weights and measures and caretakers. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to be available for what God and however God wants to use us. I'm available to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was financial duty. Those who care for the treasure, those who care for the dedicated thing. God had everything in order, including the musicians, artistic duties, the musician and the singer. Praise God. All this, just think about this order God had. If we can walk in this order, praise God, what God has owed for us, praise God. It's awesome. They have protective duties, gatekeepers, somebody standing, all right, you ushers at the door. Hey, praise God, hallelujah. All right, ushers at the door. Individual assignment. Chief of the gatekeeper, the secretary, the seer, the prophet under the king, the chief officer of the treasury. You see why the church has all these offices in it? Can't you see? God has order. He had music accompanying while all these things are in order. Praise God. We need to be in order. We need to be set in order. Praise God. Hallelujah. Order is for us today. Music is for us today. Praise is for us today, that we will praise him with our whole heart, mind, and soul. And whatever position that you are called to, you stand. You stand in God, praise God. Whatever position that you are called to, stand in God. Glory, hallelujah. Guard your position and guard it well. Praise God, hallelujah. If you call to sing, sing, sing. That's what our song said earlier. Sing, sing unto the Lord. I'm not talking about singing to people. I'm talking about worshiping God with your whole heart. Praise God. Sing unto the Lord.
And if you are in your home, let God give you, sing till he give you a new song. You know, that's how many songs are being written. Because they are singing unto the Lord, and God is opening up their understanding, and they are steady getting new songs. I heard one woman say to me one time, she was listening to the radio, and she said, oh, if them people were only knew the Lord, they can make such beautiful songs. I said, you don't know whether them people probably been with the Lord. That ain't for you to say. You know, sometimes we say something, and we don't know what we're talking about. I have to say sometimes, praise God. But I had to chastise her. Don't chastise them people saying they don't know the Lord. Do you know it? It's all about whether you know it. I would not say those people, some people been with the Lord, their people don't receive what God has given them to sing, to make songs and albums and different things. Sometimes we're too judgmental. Sometimes we say things out of order, don't know what we sing. So I had to shut her on that. And I just looked at her. I said, oh, my God, honey, please. Well, you know them people over there don't know what they're talking about. Come on. I would not go down there to that church because them people beating on cans. Come on. Our Bible just told us everything that we can, whatever we can find, beat on it. And make a joyful noise unto the Lord. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Beat on something if you can. You might not be able to buy a tambourine, a harp, a horn, a trumpet. But you can find a can. Yes, you can find a can of string beans or something in the cabinet and take a stick and beat on it and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I just love the Lord, how he has designed things. I'm telling you, when I look at the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, all my heart rejoices. Because we look at God in a different view. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Gigi, do you have a song? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, it is just such a blessing. I'm going to go up here to Sister Jackie Keys and see if she have a song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, it's a good thing. And I think I have Minister Zadie here, too. Yes, I do. Minister Zadie, do you have a praise song? We also got...
All right, go for it. Give me one second here. Okay. Trying to get my phone off of this thing here.
I just want to tell you about, and we can look at all the Psalms. You need to tell us about how to praise the Lord. Praise God. Are you ready? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
ma'am.
Go for it.
I am troubled, but not replaced, but not in despair.
myself full of power with a treasure none can compare. But not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, for I am a vessel full of Holy Ghost power. Yes, I have a treasure from the Lord. Bruised and battered, but not broken. Born in sin, but from sin I've been set free. Yes, I'm a vessel. Yeah, full of power. I have a treasure inside of me.
Great God. Hallelujah.
I thank you for this. For your power, for it has resurrected me. Oh, the thankful, Lord knows I've had so many painful circumstances that my poor soul could not please. Oh, I thank you, Father, for your power, for it has resurrected me. Oh, the painful, Lord knows I've had so many painful circumstances that my whole soul could not believe.
Great God.
But,
hallelujah.
Oh, I am a vessel full of power. Holy Ghost power. And you are a vessel. Oh, yes, you are full of Holy Ghost power. And oh, we have a treasure. from the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May God cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. Please be back with us next Sunday night. Keep on praising the Lord. There is blessings in your praise. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.